This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, August 7th, brought to you by the American Coalition for Ethanol. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nelly. President Donald Trump has nominated Stephen Marin, chair of the White House Council of Economic Advisors, to the Fed Reserve Board of Governors. It fills the seat vacated by Adriana Kugler, who resigned months before her term was set to expire. The move gives Trump his first opportunity to reshape the central bank's leadership in his second term. Marin has become one of the president's most trusted advisors on economic policy. He has also publicly supported the president's push to influence the Fed to lower interest rates. Senate Agriculture Committee members Chuck Grassley and Joni Ernst of Iowa, along with the committee's ranking member Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, introduced the Bipartisan Ethanol for America Act to make it easier for Americans to fuel their vehicles with homegrown E15. A press release says the bill eliminates unnecessary barriers by requiring the Environmental Protection Agency to finalize rulemaking from 2021 to make the E15 fuel label clearer and more consumer-oriented. It would also confirm the compatibility of E15 with existing underground fuel storage and dispensing equipment, ensuring business owners are not required to make costly and unnecessary infrastructure changes. Iowa's Grassley said in a statement, E15 is good for consumers, good for the environment, and good for our national security. Today, we're sending a strong message to support of E15, urging the administration to recognize its benefits. Senator Joni Ernst said, quote, it's no secret that access to E15 creates lower prices at the pump for consumers, value added to homegrown crops, stronger rural communities, and domestic energy dominance. We cannot allow outdated red tape to stand in the way of unleashing the benefits of E15. Now, the legislation is co-sponsored by Senators Dick Durbin of Illinois, Deb Fischer of Nebraska, Tammy Duckworth of Illinois. In the House, the bill is led by Representatives Adrian Smith of Nebraska and Nikki Budzinski of Illinois. The Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Jeff Cooper said the most effective way to keep a lid on gas prices is to expand and diversify the domestic fuel supply with higher blends like E15. Knocking down regulatory barriers and allowing E15 to be stored and distributed in existing infrastructure will lower fuel costs for Americans and strengthen the market's resilience against global supply disruptions. Also today at the Renewable Fuels Association, they expressed strong support for EPA's proposed RFS volumes for 2026 and 27, while also recommending slight modification to the agency's plan for prioritizing American-made renewable fuels over import-based fuels. RFA's comments voice support for EPA's goal of prioritizing domestic renewable fuels feedstocks over imported renewable fuels and feedstocks. However, the association believes certain modifications are needed to the EPA approach. U.S. District Judge Daniel Traynor of the U.S. District Court for the District of North Dakota granting a summary judgment in a federal lawsuit challenging swipe fees to merchants that they're too high. In a statement, the Food Industry Association President and CEO Lisa Saracen said grocery customers and food retailers across the country won a critical victory in our fight against unreasonably high debit card swipe fees. They applaud the federal court and hope that the Fed will finalize rules to regulate the rate rulemaking. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Coalition for Ethanol. The American Coalition for Ethanol is hosting its 38th annual conference at a brand new venue in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, August 20th through 22nd. This must-attend event features timely updates on ethanol public policy, market development, board of director training, and more. Visit ethanol.org for event details. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nelly.